Lindsay, brother and sister, Rockhampton, Queensland, Australia, November 6th, 1898. Dear brother and sister Lindsay, we have been here in Queensland about 4 weeks. I spoke in Brisbane 9 times before the crowd and 6 times in smaller assemblies and at the early morning meetings. Not long since, I sent to Africa a large mail. I write to thank Mother Wessels, your wife, and yourself for the aid you have given us. We do not mean to disappoint you and bring Mother Wessels into perplexity. I have written to Healdsburg for them to dispose of my property there, and to Battle Creek to dispose of my property there, to sell everything. I hired the money from Mother Wessels, and I shall, by the blessing of God, hire the money from the bank, if no other way opens, to pay her in the given time. Had I not hired the money from her when I did, we could not have made a start. And now, when you have all been so kind as to help us, I shall not burden you with applications to give, give. I leave you with the Lord, and what He moves upon you to do, I believe you will do. The school is struggling to advance, and we are also trying to establish the buildings necessary for the carrying forward of the health food business. The school sawmill has been sold to the health food company for this purpose. I am trying to do all in my power to set things in operation so that our sick may be taken care of. Nothing can be done without means, but the Lord has means for us somewhere. I hope and pray that Philip Wessels will come back to the truth. The Lord will not prosper him as he now is. He is putting his money in a basket with holes. The money goes into the basket, but it runs out, and that is the last of it. I wish he would come humbly to the foot of the cross. If I do not succeed in gathering in the money by the given time, will a few months of extension be allowed? I am drawing as hard as possible for $3,000, which was cut away from me as it ought not to have been, and our brethren will make that good to me. That will be so much that I can count upon. I have written them about it, and will send you a copy of my letter when I can get at my trunk again. I am so anxious, my brother, that you should meet the expectations of God by using aright the talents God has given you. You are, like David, to walk within your house with a perfect heart. The Holy One expects more of you than you have given him. He has given rules for our guidance, and from these rules there can be no sinless swerving. The first principles of holiness have yet to be learned when God's will is not prominent and permanent. The Lord acknowledges no caste. He never makes one rule for dependents and one for those who have a large amount of his capital to trade upon. Those who have the largest amount of talent and influence are under the greatest obligation to render back to the Lord his own. There is not one God for the master and one for the dependent. All are God's servants. All ye are brethren. Matthew 23, verse 8. There is not one rule for the superior and one for the inferior. Oh, my brother, if we could all bear this in mind, what a different world would be developed. There is one law to which all, the lordly and the lowly, are amenable. Abraham, the father of the faithful, combining faith and works in their proper place, will command his household after him by precept and example. He will do justice and judgment and keep the way of the Lord. But this letter must close now as we leave here tonight. I have to hold a meeting at 7 o'clock. Then at 9 we take the boat. Can write no more.